Welcome back to NoraCast Tech Briefing. I am your host, and we have a truly packed and fascinating lineup for you today, covering both the bleeding edge of artificial intelligence and a terrifying reality check in enterprise hardware security.
We really do. We are looking at a massive leap forward in how AI models understand and generate the physical world, moving far beyond simple image generation. And on the security side, we have one of the most baffling supply chain leaks in recent memory that could have compromised highly sensitive government facilities.
Exactly. We are going to start by breaking down Black Forest Lab's new model, Flux 3, which is pushing the boundaries of multimodal generation by natively integrating audio and video. Then, we will pivot to a supply chain disaster involving Hanwha Vision security cameras, where a simple build process mistake exposed a GitHub admin token and DoD IP addresses.
It is a stark reminder of how a tiny configuration error can unravel millions of dollars of security infrastructure. We also have some quick updates on Anthropic's latest model release and the science behind our increasingly fragmented attention spans. Let us get right into it.
So on July 23rd, Black Forest Labs officially announced Flux 3. And this is not just another incremental update in the image generation space. They are positioning this as a true multimodal foundation model. It integrates image, video, and audio generation, all within a single unified architecture, which is a significant departure from how most of the industry is handling video right now.
That native integration is the key takeaway here. Usually, when we talk about AI video generation, the process is highly fragmented. You generate the video frames using one model, and then you have to use a completely separate tool or model to generate the Foley, the sound effects, or the background audio. Flux 3 features native audio generation for videos up to 20 seconds long. It supports text-to-video, image-to-video, video-to-video, and crucially, action prediction capabilities.
Let us unpack that action prediction element, because that signals a shift from just creating pretty pixels to actually building a world model. Black Forest Labs, which was founded by former Stability AI researchers, is aiming for what they call real-world visual intelligence. They want the model to perceive and act across physical and digital environments. It is not just about knowing what a glass falling looks like, it is about understanding the physics of the fall and the sound of the shatter simultaneously.
Right, and to achieve that deep understanding, they are using a self-supervised framework called SelfFlow. According to their announcement, this SelfFlow framework accounts for over 95% of their compute costs. That is a staggering allocation of resources purely focused on video prediction and temporal consistency. They are effectively forcing the model to learn the physics of the world by endlessly predicting the next frames of a video sequence and the corresponding audio waveforms.
And the practical application of that physics understanding is already manifesting in really interesting ways. Alongside the main Flux 3 model, the company has developed a specialized video action model called Flux Mimic. This is currently being tested specifically for robotics applications. If the model can accurately predict how objects interact in a video, it can theoretically translate that understanding into motor commands for a robotic arm or an autonomous system.
It is a massive swing. They are competing directly with major industry players like ByteDance and Google now, not to mention OpenAI Sora, which has been slow to roll out and integrate audio natively in the same architectural pass. Currently, Flux 3 is in early access, but Black Forest Labs is reporting that preliminary evaluations show it outperforming several major competitors. They specifically called out Seedance 2.0, as well as various Runway and Luma models, in specific video generation benchmarks.
Of course, we have to take first-party benchmarks with a grain of salt until the broader community gets their hands on the open weights or the API. But given the pedigree of the team, again, the folks who originally drove a lot of the open-source image generation revolution at Stability AI, the claims carry serious weight. They know how to optimize training runs, even if video is a completely different beast in terms of compute scale.
The inclusion of native audio is what really changes the utility for professional creators. If you are doing previs for a film or generating assets for a game, having the audio temporally locked to the video generation saves hours of post-production syncing. Because the latent space understands sound and vision as coupled phenomena, if a car door slams in the video, the audio is generated from the same latent representation, ensuring perfect sync and acoustic matching.
It also raises the stakes for the established platforms. We have seen a lot of rapid iteration from companies like Runway, but if Black Forest Labs can deliver a unified model that is temporally stable and includes audio out of the box, it could capture a significant portion of the high-end creator market. It makes the AI tool less of a novelty and more of a drop-in replacement for certain traditional workflows.
Absolutely. We will be watching closely as Flux 3 moves out of early access and into wider availability. If they can maintain this level of performance at scale, it represents a major maturation point for generative media.
Moving on to our second deep dive, we have a story that is going to make every DevOps engineer break out in a cold sweat. A security researcher recently discovered a GitHub admin token embedded directly into the firmware of a Hanwha Vision security camera. This is one of those supply chain nightmares you read about in textbooks.
It really is. Hanwha Vision makes high-end enterprise security cameras. These are not cheap consumer webcams you put in your living room. They are deployed in corporate offices, critical infrastructure, and, as we found out through this leak, government facilities. The vulnerability all comes down to a misconfigured Vite build process.
For those who might not be familiar, Vite is an incredibly fast and popular front-end build tool. When developers are building the web interface for the camera's local network portal, they use environment variables for their internal CI/CD pipelines. Somehow, the build process was misconfigured so that it inadvertently bundled those internal environment variables directly into the web interface source files that were shipped to the cameras.
Vite achieves its speed by aggressively bundling everything it can find. If a developer uses a wildcard import or misconfigures the Define plugin, it is very easy to accidentally inline server-side secrets into the client-side bundle. But getting to those files in this case was not entirely straightforward. The researcher had to do some serious digging because the firmware itself was protected.
Right. They had to reverse engineer the firmware upgrader binary, the FW upgrader, to bypass the AES 256 CBC encryption protecting the root file system. This is a classic IoT security anti-pattern. The decryption key was likely just obfuscated inside the upgrader tool because the device needs to decrypt the firmware offline. It is a multi-step hardware hacking process.
Exactly. You extract the firmware, you find the upgrader tool, you reverse engineer the decryption key, and then you mount the file system. Once the researcher had access to the unencrypted file system, they started poking around the web root. That is where they found the exposed environment variables baked into the static HTML and JavaScript files.
And this is where the story goes from a standard bug bounty find to a major national security concern. The exposed environment variables did not just contain a GitHub admin token, which is bad enough because it gives full administrative access to the company's source code repositories. The variables also reportedly included references to U.S. Department of Defense IP addresses.
That is the detail that elevates this from a corporate embarrassment to a potential geopolitical incident. Why would Hanwha have DoD IPs in their environment files? Perhaps they have a specific GovCloud environment or a dedicated testing pipeline for military contracts. Exposing that means attackers now know exactly which endpoints the DoD uses for these camera feeds or management portals.
If advanced persistent threat actors had discovered this first, they would have possessed a GitHub admin token for a major defense contractor's surveillance supplier. They could have theoretically injected malicious code into future firmware updates, creating a backdoor into any facility using these cameras, including DoD sites. It highlights a massive blind spot in automated security safeguards.
We have all these sophisticated tools to scan for secrets in repositories before code is committed. But if the secret is injected during the build process and then encrypted into a binary blob, standard repository scanning will not catch it. The automated safeguards completely failed here. Hanwha Vision did respond quickly once the vulnerability was disclosed, revoking the compromised token within 12 hours.
But the lingering question is how long that token was sitting out there in the wild, embedded in thousands of deployed cameras. it is a textbook example of why defense in depth is so critical. You cannot just rely on your firmware encryption to protect your secrets. It also begs the question of why a front-end web interface build process had access to an admin-level GitHub token in the first place.
It violates the principle of least privilege on multiple levels. The CI/CD pipeline building the web UI should only have access to the specific assets it needs, not the keys to the entire organizational repository. This is going to be a case study in supply chain security for years to come. If you are managing enterprise infrastructure, audit your build artifacts before they ship.
All right, let us hit a few more stories real quick before we wrap up today's episode.
Sounds good. I know we have some interesting updates on the AI model front and some fascinating research on human cognition. What is first?
Anthropic just released Claude Opus 5 on July 24th. They are keeping the pricing identical to its predecessor, Opus 4.8, at $5 per million input tokens and $25 per million output tokens.
The big pitch here is efficiency. Anthropic claims Opus 5 offers performance near their flagship Fable 5 model, but at half the cost. Interestingly, it also includes a novel safety fallback mechanism that automatically routes higher-risk cybersecurity requests back to the older Opus 4.8 model.
They also noted that their internal behavioral audit scored Opus 5 at 2.3 on misaligned behavior, which they say is their lowest rate to date. It seems like a very solid, cost-effective update for enterprise developers who need strong reasoning for agentic workflows without paying Fable 5 prices.
Finally, if you feel like your attention span is entirely broken these days, science has a name for it. Researchers have coined the term VAST, or Variable Attention Stimulus Trait, to describe ADHD-like symptoms in people affected by modern, high-stimulation environments.
The numbers are pretty wild. Dr. Gloria Mark's research found that average attention spans on digital devices dropped from 150 seconds in 2004 to just 47 seconds by 2024. And a new 2026 study suggests it takes almost 27 minutes to fully regain focus after a single digital interruption.
Interestingly, though, psychologists like Monica Rosenberg argue that our fundamental cognitive capacity is completely intact. We are not losing our ability to focus biologically. We are just constantly bombarded by structural design choices in our tech that force rapid task switching. So, it might be time to start leaving the phone in another room.
That is going to do it for today's briefing. Thank you, as always, for listening and for supporting the show.
We will be back tomorrow with another breakdown of the most important stories in tech, AI, and security. Be sure to check the show notes for links to all the research briefs and articles we discussed today.
Until then, stay safe, double-check your build pipelines, and we will talk to you tomorrow.